You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. Republican congressmen in New Jersey have been under intense political pressure since the election of Donald Trump. They're all up for re-election in November, and the recent massacre of school children in Florida is focusing even more ire on them. We're joined now by WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
So, Nancy, it's been a tough week for New Jersey's Republican representatives, right?
Yes, it has. And it's just adding to what is shaping up to be an unprecedented midterm election for New Jersey. Regardless of the outcome in November, it's just extraordinary to see so many incumbents facing tough challenges and so many grassroots activists and so much opposition. And now there's even more outrage after the high school shooting in Florida.
Sure. So walk us through some of those representatives' responses. There are five Republican congressmen representing New Jersey, right?
That's right. Let's work our way from south to north.
Sure.
District 2 spans the entire southern tip of New Jersey, and it's represented by Frank Lobiondo, who is retiring instead of facing a tough re-election fight. But, and here's where the story gets interesting, the leading Democrat in the race is getting heat for his position on guns. Mm. Immediately following Lobiondo's retirement announcement, Senator Jeff Van Drew said he would run. He's the George Norcross political machine candidate, which basically scares away all the other Democratic comers. But he's about the most conservative Dem in the state Senate. So here's a clip of tape that was gotten from the Philadelphia Inquirer's Amy Rosenberg. It's a confrontation this week between a mom and a student and Senator Van Drew about his contributions he gets from the NRA.
No, Senator, I don't have anything because you're 100% with the NRA.
They gave you $1,000 in 2011 in the primary.
Never,
what do you say about that?
Never, ever.
Okay, but you lied. You said
not
you
in
never
the last election,
money.
Not in the election.
You said you never took money. You should have clarified.
So, Van Drew is facing some heat, it sounds like, for taking NRA money, and he's the Democrat in that race.
Right. And strangely, national Democrats have already endorsed Van Drew before the primary, despite his conservative stance on many issues.
Mm, okay, so moving right along, who else is getting pressure on guns?
Next is District 3, currently represented by Tom MacArthur. He's the guy who spearheaded the attack on Obamacare. His district voted for Trump, but voted for Obama in 2012 and 2008. MacArthur has a 93% approval rating from the NRA. About 200 students and activists protested in front of his district office this week, and students at several high schools in his district staged walkouts as well.
Well, that can't be good for him in an election year.
No, but MacArthur's district staff person told us this week they're not worried. Of course, that's what Rodney Frelinghuysen's campaign director told us just a few weeks before he retired. Hmm. So I doubt any of these incumbents are going to acknowledge that there is an actual threat to their seats.
Sure. Now, that's Burlington and Ocean counties. It's a big part of the Jersey Shore. Who comes next?
That would be New Jersey's fourth, and the dean of the Republican delegation, Chris Smith. At this point, I think he probably holds the safest Republican seat.
Okay, and what's his position on gun policy?
He's the most pro-gun control member of the Republican delegation. He voted against the conceal and carry law that forces New Jersey now to allow people who have out-of-state gun licenses to carry a gun in the state, and he's generally voted in favor of gun policy. He opposed cutting back on the waiting period signed by Trump last year, and he has a D-plus rating from the NRA.
That's pretty low.
Yep.
He sounds like a moderate Republican.
Not exactly. He's anti-abortion. He has a 0% rating from a national gay rights group, and he voted to bar the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases.
Huh.
One of the things really animating the opposition in the 4th District is how infrequently he appears in the district. He hasn't held a town hall since 2010. His seat is considered safe currently, but I think at the very least he'll face stronger opposition this year.
So in the 11th District, Rodney Frelinghuysen has already announced his retirement rather than face a tough election, which leaves Leonard Lance.
That's the New Jersey 7th, which encompasses a wide swath from Union West all the way to the Pennsylvania border. The district voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, and Lance is facing a very active Trump resistance movement. He has an A rating from the NRA, but his voting record is really quite thin on gun control, and he's considered a swing vote, But he hasn't often bucked party leadership along many other lines, so I don't know that he would.
Okay, and we shall see. WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamita.
And we just learned this afternoon that Congressman Leonard Lance sent a letter calling on House Speaker Paul Ryan to pass a bill reauthorizing the National Criminal Instant Background Check System. Go to WNYC.org to see the voting records of New Jersey's congressional delegation on gun control, as well as their contributions from the NRA, compiled by our data news team.